first person singular views expressed in his story are those of the writer. Alan Rich remembers his Auntie Meg and the Soroptimists.
My father's sister, Auntie Meg, might have married had not the Great War robbed her generation of thousands of eligible suitors. Like so many bright women of that tragically asymmetrical era, she became a teacher for nearly 50 years before retiring in 1964. After my mother's death in 1944, I lived with Meg and my grandparents. An expert in early childhood education, she set my brain on the right path before it was even aware of her guidance. Her career lasted long enough to inculcate good behavior and knowledge into three generations of children, including her unruly nephew. For four decades, Meg was also a member of a politely feminist society called the Soroptimists. She served as a local president three times and on the board of the British National Association. She traveled to conferences all over the world to discuss international affairs and to cement the society's links to UNESCO. I assume that the Soroptimists were a product of English suffrage. Then I was pleased to discover that her favorite civic group began in one of my favorite cities, Oakland, soon after women had been given the right to vote, and Meg herself had just become old enough to do so. When Meg died 30 years ago, I gave a lecture to the Santa Cruz branch of the Soroptimists in her memory. I wish she could have been in that audience of a society she served so tirelessly.
Alan Rich is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.